Sister Harrington, Chris? Was Chris?
Yeah, Pastor.
Christine Harrington was the pastor of the church here in CAW.
Yes.
And so you're in the right place. God led you in the right place.
Amen.
Sometimes you can see apostolic, you know, people try to call yourself apostolic, you know. You know, they really ain't. So God just led you to the right place.
All right.
Yes, we believe in the one God.
All right.
How many gods?
One God.
One God. Right. And the thing is, we know his name.
That's right.
Jesus. All
right. Jesus.
We have the most wonderful, lovely God, huh? Ever.
Hello.
Ever.
Hallelujah.
Ever.
And his name is who?
Jesus.
Got it right.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I'm branded in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Down in the water in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Born in the PAW, you know, Bishop Woods, Kelly Woods. Yes. He's my nephew. Oh, so you know him, and my roots is in church.
Right.
He came from us.
All right.
Yeah, so you're in the right place.
Amen.
Right? You're just like me. When I go somewhere, I want to find a church to go to where I'm on vacation or something. But I just don't want to go to anybody.
That's yeah. Right.
If right. I go to a Catholic church, I'm going to cut up, man. They probably all run out the church. What's wrong with that man?
Huh? Oh,
I'm just praising so God. You know how we act. We get the spirit hit us. Ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's getting hot.
Apostolic, Jesus' name, Holy Ghost filled, huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
God is so wonderful. He is so wonderful.
So good.
You know,
yes.
So good. You know, he could be mean if he want to. He could be a God that is destroying all everything. He want to be friends with him.
That's right.
Speechless, huh?
Uh-huh.
He created heaven and earth,
uh-huh.
And everything you see.
Hallelujah.
And he want to be friends with us. He said it in the Bible.
Yes, he does.
He want to be our friend.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What? He's cool.
Amen.
Jesus is so cool. People think they're cool, but Jesus is so cool, huh?
Amen.
If you stop and just get into the mind of Jesus,
hallelujah.
And he'll let you.
Yes.
He won't hide no secrets from you. He'll let you get in my mind. Come on.
Yes. Let this mind be in you.
And when once you start digging in the mind of Jesus, it's just like, oh, why is I'm here, Lord?
All right.
Why is I'm here? Take me on with you.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to be with you.
I just got to you know, we had church.
Glad
to have you.
Good.
You tell anybody down that way, you tell them, well, you go to the north, that's a church down up there.
Yes.
Amen. Get your fishing in, you can camp and hike and do all kinds of stuff up here. So, you know, we just love the Lord. Today, we're going to go in the Word and we're just going to go home. Unless y'all want to stay for another 3 hours, you can have some church.
Lord lead you.
Yes, hear what the Lord has to say.
That's right.
I got something just simple here. It's not going to scare you. Thank Jesus. It's going to be in Psalm 39, I believe. I want Psalm 39. 139. I'm sorry. 139. Thank you, Jesus. That's another one. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians 1:21. If we get there. Yeah. That sounds good. Fishing. We got that Hidden Valley Lake fishing. I don't need to go fishing in there. That's where you need to go fish, brother. In Hidden Valley. Where I live up the road, down the road. That the fish is clean there.
Oh, much cleaner. No mercury.
Talk about your clearly.
You can eat that fish.
Yeah.
Just fishing Clear Lake, you do it for sports, so you know, here, you catch it and let it go.
Okay. Just pray over it real good. Pray real good over it.
It's some catfish.
Yeah, really.
There's some catfish in there you would like to catch, though.
Oh.
Huge catfish. Yeah, it's scary. 23 pounds. That scared me. Yeah.
That's a monster.
There's some big catfish in that water. Corinthians, what I say?
Second Corinthians.
Second Corinthians, 21 through 22, if we get there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a simple little message I just like to say right here. And then, see, I'm putting my verse on 39, okay. O Lord, thou have searched me and known me, huh? Thou what? Knowest my what?
And my uprising.
Thou what?
Thoughts.
Go ahead to the next one.
My path and my lying down.
And are acquainted with some of your ways.
All my ways.
You know everything, don't you?
That's right.
But there is not what?
Not a word.
Y'all hear that? That what?
But Lord.
Thank you.
Not altogether.
Some people don't believe that, huh?
Amen.
They knew it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jesus knows everything about me.
Yes.
What about you?
Amen.
He knows
everything about you.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that can count the hair that's in your head.
That's something.
Thank you, Jesus. You know exactly how many numbers of hairs is in your head. That's how much you know it.
That's amazing.
So you might as well just go ahead and live right. Tell somebody, go ahead and live right.
Go ahead and live right then. Amen.
Because you know everything that is intimate, well, however you want to call it, about us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you carry that in your heart, you're going to walk upright.
All right.
Amen.
Because you know that the God of upstairs, is everywhere.
Amen.
He's not just upstairs. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
He knows all about you.
See how mighty he is? We talk about the mind of Jesus, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's everywhere.
Right.
When he knows what you are, he knows where I am.
Uh-huh.
The main thing is, you know what's so amazing about it? At the same time.
Y'all
see that?
Yeah.
At the same time, you think, okay, I'm distracting God from glory, my wife.
Don't happen like that.
I'm distracting God from glory.
No.
When he watches over me, he sees you too.
That's right. He can do it all at the same time.
Can you fathom that in your head, huh?
I can't even comprehend it.
That's the kind of God we serve.
I'm
not
going
to cut up today. I'm going to.
I mean,
Everything.
It's
amazing.
You don't have to go hide. You don't have to hide from God for 10
years. You can't hide from him. Jonah knows that.
I ain't going out the door.
Jonah couldn't hide. Well done.
It doesn't matter. He sees you.
He sees everything.
David knew that, didn't he?
That's right.
He didn't have the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't go down in the name of Jesus' name, but he knew God.
That's right.
Yes.
He's a man after God.
We didn't know God like David did.
Amen.
At that time, we didn't know God then.
Amen.
And if David didn't know God like we do right now,
uh-huh.
He already experienced the power of the law.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, I'm going to break it down right here. I'm going to read this. Oh, Lord. You have searched me and you know who?
Know me.
You know me.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, Jesus, you know me and you know I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Amen.
Yes.
And then he said, you know when I sit and when I rise.
Uh-huh.
It's going to read a little different to y'all, but it's the same thing.
Right.
God know when I what?
Sit.
And when I rise.
When I rise up.
Hallelujah. He had it down. He had it down.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus. Some of us, you know, we get out of line, we kind of like, well, if we knew it like David did, we'd walk up straight every day.
Every day, all the time.
And not sleep.
Because God knows you.
When we dream at night, we'll walk
right.
holy.
All
holy,
right.
Huh? Thank you. Have some of y'all had church in your sleep?
Yes, we have.
Huh?
I know I have.
I know a lot of times I had church.
I had councils.
Glory had to hunch me sometimes. I'd be preaching.
You'd be preaching?
Woo!
That's a good time. Good service.
I'd be having a good church for her.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep.
I have to.
I'm having church.
It is. It's great. You should put the recorder on.
That's the best time of the night. Break up, boy.
Put the recorder on. Let him preach.
I said, what you do that for? I was preaching. I was having church.
Amen.
In my sleep.
Now, that's good.
That's how close you get with God.
Yes. Amen.
When you learn God and become friends with God, you have church in your sleep.
Yes.
Amen.
If you haven't tried, tell God, Lord, give me a sermon in. I'm going to church in my sleep, Lord. Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah, pray it before you go to bed.
Hallelujah. It feels good.
Oh, yes, it does.
I started playing the guitar in my sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I went out there playing the blues, as people said, and jazz and stuff. I was in church playing.
Yeah.
All right. I did good in me in my sleep.
I've had some good seminars.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've had some good seminars.
That's how the Holy Ghost is.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
You learn about Jesus, you just miraculous. You just Boom, boom.
Yes.
Jesus just make you want more.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Can you use the word more?
Oh, yeah.
We understand.
Yes.
Want some more. Thank you, Jesus.
Always said, want more.
You know, when I rise and say, you perceive my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Huh? From afar, where?
Afar off.
I just said that, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
He could be in New York. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know exactly what you're thinking here.
Amen.
So you might as well think the right thing.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Can fill up with him.
Jesus said, way in New York. Right now, you over there on Pluto right now. He ain't got time for me. He's up there walking on Mars. You think he still know what you're doing? That's why people, the church folks, just live right.
That's right.
Walk right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The people out there, they don't know better than to walk right, live right.
Yeah.
If they knew better, then they would. They'd be here in church.
That's
right. Thank you, Jesus.
They are missing out.
Don't make this be a long one, Jesus. Come
Jesus
on, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
Discern my what?
Path.
Uh-uh. That's right. You
where are we?
My book reads just a little different.
What?
It said, you discern by going out and by lying down.
Uh-huh. He knows when we wake up.
David had it down, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
He had it down.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
You preserve my what?
Going out.
Uh-huh.
Laying down.
That's right.
Man's word, just walk upright before the law.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't get away with nothing with Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Get that in your head. I can't get away with nothing.
No.
Go. I can jump down in the water, put a suit on, and swim down there. He's down there, too.
Yes.
Don't make no difference.
Amen.
David, I tell you, he brought it to the light. Jesus knows some things, don't he?
Oh, yeah. All things.
You better get it right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just to see awake.
You see what I mean? About being friends with God?
Yeah.
Can you fan that in your head?
It is. Wow.
And if he wants you, he don't have to be your friend. He can just let you drop off a cliff and just splash and die.
That's right.
If he wants to do that, he can just let you go. He don't want to do that.
Amen.
He want to be as close as you can. He wants you to be in his friend. He want to be in your presence. Your presence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All the time.
So that's why we should walk upright. Because we do something wrong or something that's not like him, his presence going to go,
Step
back a little bit. You think I don't see him. She think I don't see him. Come back to the rivers. They, okay, God, come back in your presence. Some people are in the presence, out of the presence, in the presence. He ain't mad at you. Huh? He just wants you to learn about him.
That's right.
And once you learn about Jesus, you know. You're going to live holy.
That's right.
Yes.
It is not hard to live holy.
No, it isn't.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Why don't you smoke those cigarettes? Huh? I don't need those cigarettes no more because I'm living holy.
All right.
And it's so easy. If somebody smoke around me, I just get sick.
Yeah.
I just get sick. Oh,
man. Get away from that stuff.
Cigarette smoke is just disgusting. Ooh, don't let it get on my clothes.
Oh,
man.
Stinky.
It's not hard.
No, it isn't.
It's easy.
That's
go to
right.
bed. Huh? Mm-hmm. Get up. Uh-huh. Go to work. Uh-huh.
Holiday.
After work, go home. Eat dinner. Every once in a while, come up and go fishing. As long as Jesus knows that you're living right.
Amen.
It's that easy.
That's right.
You know, every day all we got to tell the Lord is anything inside of me that I did today, please take it out. Was that hard?
All right.
Was that hard?
No.
Jesus gave us the most easiest prayer ever.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Uh-huh.
He gave us the most easiest prayer ever.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know why? You know why God gave us the, we call it the Our Father prayer? You know why he gave us that prayer? Because he's so cool. He saw us.
Uh-huh.
Jesus saw us in the distance.
Yes.
So he gave us an easy prayer. You can say it in 2 minutes if you want to.
That's right. Amen.
You can just whisper it.
Yes.
He knew that church folks were going to go, yeah, Lord. Touch him, Lord, in your mighty name. Oh, Jesus. come on, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
I've been to many churches, Jesus name churches. I seen people outdo each other. Huh?
Yeah.
One start praying, Jesus. Another one hear him praying, he's going, Jesus. And before you know it, you got a match going. Beating each other. Jesus saw us.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
They're going to clown when they pray.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to give them an easy prayer.
All right. Rocket science.
Easy prayer.
Yeah.
Boy, that hollering. I can't hear. Jesus can hear.
Yes, he's ringing.
He knows your thoughts.
Yes, he does.
He can
Thank
hear
you,
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let those girls know I'm not fussing. I just feel good.
Amen.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. What did he say? Laying down. You are familiar with all what?
My ways.
All right.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. He know all our ways.
That's right. Yeah.
And every one of us have a different way.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
Every one of us have a different way.
Yes.
Our ways. I got some ways you don't have, Brother Ted. Huh? Everybody got issues. Saved or unsaved, you got some kind of issue.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. If you don't have no issue, you don't need me praying to God. So you got a reason to pray to God.
That's right.
God knows every issue and every way. You know how? Oh no, he's gonna do that again. Oh no, I got to deal with him. y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See, I take it so far. I imagine God sitting up there on his throne.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we could say something. You know, I say I wanted that God laugh at that. Why don't you laugh at us if we do something silly? That's the way I think about God. I see him.
Right.
You know what I'm going? I'm just mentioning him going, well, here we go again.
Oh,
get him straight.
Shaking his head.
All right.
Him up.
Time to get him in the right.
Shaking his head.
Oh, Lord help us.
He's standing next to you, too.
Yeah.
The spirit?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
We just carry on sometimes, don't we?
Yes.
We carry on.
Oh, we do. We do.
The human race have gave God so much trouble.
Oh, yes.
Huh? If there is some Martians up there and other beings up there, they couldn't.
They don't
give God much trouble. No. We the only ones that's known to give God so much trouble.
Only one.
We forget.
Yeah.
We forget that he know my ways.
Uh-huh.
We forget that he know everything about me.
He was watching everything.
This flesh.
Yeah.
This thing right here.
This stuff.
Uh-huh. Don't anybody ever get tired of their flesh?
I do.
I get tired of mine.
Right.
You better get tired of it. If you don't take no shower, you'll get tired of it.
Oh. Real quick.
So will.
Yeah. Red alert.
Yeah.
So will everybody
That's
else.
Right. You got to keep this thing clean. Hallelujah.
Constant maintenance.
Hallelujah. I can't wait for Jesus to come.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
I can't wait.
Amen.
Because I don't have to worry about him watching me no more. I'm up there with him.
Yeah.
Right. It's over.
I don't have to worry about all this mess.
Hallelujah. These people love this earth. Stay here. Wanna be rich and wanna be this and that. I don't. I just have to get up out of bed because I have to. Help me, Jesus, huh?
That's right.
Where was that? Let me go with this. The Lord, give me the eye. A word is on your tongue.
Oh Lord. Thou knowest it.
You know it completely.
Yes.
Before you even think of saying something, you know, you want to ask the Lord about something, he just let us go ahead and ask us anyway. Y'all understand that?
With
that, when you're asking the name of Jesus,
right?
He already knows before you ask.
Yeah. He knows.
But he just wanted to do it anyway.
Amen. Yeah.
He
wants
to see you do it.
That's right.
Come on. What you want?
Yeah.
Want that Cadillac? You're going to have to wait for that.
You may not
Jesus
want it
after you don't need no Cadillac. Get you a Volkswagen and say gas.
That's right. That Cadillac is a gas.
That's what I think about Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And you can't.
Ooh, that's what I think about Jesus.
Afford no gas.
This is a place you can't park in a thing with.
Yeah, they got some good looking Volkswagens now. They ain't got those little bugs no more. They make them what they can.
That's nice.
Thank you, Jesus. Get what you need.
That's
you
right.
That car going to get you a headache. The insurance going to be high.
It
you know,
will.
That's God. He'll let you know.
He lets you know.
Go on and get it anyway.
Yeah. Look out.
He know. He already know. He's going to go on and get it anyway. Thank you, Jesus. He know your thoughts.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
I finished. Over there in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians said, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ, He what anointed us, set his seal. Let's do it on ownership. Y'all didn't get that?
What verse are we on?
Mine's reading different.
No, 2 Corinthians but, what?
The chapter.
Second Corinthians 1.
1 and
Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 1 and 21.
1 and 21. Okay.
I was just reading my little.
Okay, I just
break it down.
All right.
I like this part. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us.
All right.
Now he ain't talking about the people out there on Skid Row, you know, living any kind of way, doing all kind. He ain't talking about them. He talking about who?
The saints.
He talking about us.
That's right.
You baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And living right.
Amen.
Walking right.
Yes.
Your seal,
Yes.
It's on you.
Amen.
Not my seal. The seal of God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? You can look down here and see a billion people in the crowd. And he know exactly what is the one that's sealed.
Amen.
Marked. The mark is the baptism.
That's right.
The name of Jesus is the mark. That's the seal.
That's the brand.
Once you obey, we go down in that water and come
that's
up.
That's the brand.
You brand it. You know.
All right.
You know how a man brand the cow.
Yeah.
Brand the horse.
And
got his initials on him.
Yeah.
See, Jesus knows who's here. The little sheep is running around. He brand it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He put his own seal.
That's right.
On us.
Amen.
So we might as well just go and live right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. As well.
Amen.
It's that easy.
That's
right.
About us.
Yeah. You know, one thing about he's a loving God.
Hallelujah.
He's a forgiving
Thank God.
God.
Yes.
If you slip and do something, you know, you ain't know you ain't supposed to do it, the Holy Ghost is going to talk to you. Trust
He'll let you know.
Trust me.
He will.
The Holy Ghost is going to talk to you.
He'll trouble you.
The Holy Ghost is going to worry you.
Yes,
that's
he is.
Good.
You done did something you shouldn't have did.
All right.
All you got to do is listen to the Holy Ghost and repent.
Amen.
God ain't gonna forgive you, huh?
No, he'll
forgive you.
Y'all got that?
That's right.
I can get you that time, huh?
That's right. I'm listening.
Yes,
you know everything about us?
Yes.
He does.
And he's a forgiving God.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm glad. That's why Paul said, die daily.
Die daily.
Yes.
Every day.
Yeah.
Die daily. Get on your knees. You don't have to get on your knees. You go in the closet. Don't you have to get in the closet. You go anywhere. Thank you, Jesus. And talk to Jesus and die daily.
That's right.
Yes.
Command Satan to don't you even try it.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put the word on.
Yeah, but you know, us humans, boy, we think we something. Some people, some of us think they God. Huh?
Oh, boy.
They ain't got nothing on
that
God.
That is dangerous.
Nothing. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a God that, like I always say, I use the word cool.
Yes.
He's cool when he came down off his throne.
Yes.
And he walked down on earth.
Hallelujah.
He's just cool. He came down here. He did some things that man couldn't even think of doing.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on out of there. Huh?
Yeah, had to call
what
him
happened?
By name.
Lazarus stay there.
He jumped out.
He came up.
Came back to life.
I ain't seen nobody do that. He was talking about the disciples out there in the ocean, you know, in the ocean. Going crazy and they crying, Lord save us, we're going to die.
That's right.
What did Jesus do?
He calmed the sea.
He didn't just calm the sea. Yeah. Come on now, don't listen.
Peace, be still.
He told Peter to come out there?
Oh yeah, walk
what did God?
He invited Peter out to come to water.
Y'all missed the whole thing. He come walking on the water.
Oh, that's right, he started walking on the water.
He did that. God,
the law, the normal law of physics.
These are ghosts coming.
No.
We're going to die from a storm now. Ghosts coming to kill us.
Oh, my.
It's me. I'm Jesus walking on the water.
That's
how cool he is.
Look at that. Just taking a stroll on the water.
You better have some faith.
You just don't see that every day.
We should all give it a try every once in a while.
It don't work.
You see how cool Jesus is?
Yes.
Probably walking on the water.
Taking a stroll.
You know, the coolest thing that I really like is when the disciple after Jesus was hung on the cross and buried and came back alive, and they was in this room having, you know, getting it together, you know. The Bible said they shut the door and locked the door.
Yeah.
They know the door was locked.
Yeah.
Right.
The latch was, I know I shut that door.
Right.
What happened?
He came through the wall.
He appeared in there.
He could come right through it.
Where he come from? The door not open.
He can walk through walls.
I don't even,
when I read that, I don't remember them even saying they're so speechless. They couldn't say nothing.
Yeah.
He just appeared.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They were stunned.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no man could do that.
They were stunned.
Jesus did it.
Yeah.
He
even ate with them.
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sat down to eat with him like it was just every day.
You know how much humans forget?
Oh.
We forget. We the forgetful people.
We are. Look at his disciples.
Jesus on promise. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna come back alive.
Told three.
Who had to tell him that Jesus rose?
Huh?
Mary.
They forgot Jesus said, I'm going to ride the third day.
That's right.
They forgot.
They started going fishing.
I'm going to go to fishing.
Yeah. Take our rods. Now we go. Take our nets.
Sure did. They don't forgot about all what Jesus did. They're going to fishing.
Look at that.
Look at that.
They're on the boat fishing. Yeah. Ain't catching nothing.
Right.
They weren't catching nothing.
Oh.
All they bait would use this bait that they didn't catch nothing.
Yeah.
And it was a man on the shore over there.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on over here. You know?
Oh, okay.
Come on over here.
They couldn't recognize
so the guy over there close to Jesus. Yeah. He said, throw your net in the water now.
Okay.
They threw their net in the water. You can you imagine the boat tipping?
So many fish.
Then all of a sudden, we know who he is now. All right. Jesus.
Okay, that's got to be Jesus. All right. That's Jesus.
He knew he was going to do that. He knew the disciple was going to do that. Way back before he even started the world, he already knew they were going to do that.
Yeah. He knew.
You know, we just
saw
human.
It all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Human.
They had so much fish in that net. Woo! They knew what nobody else could do that but who?
Jesus.
Jeez, I'm going to let y'all alone. If I let you alone, I can keep going.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But
just remember this. Take this with you. He see us.
That's right.
He
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Ain't no man could do what God do. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. But the main thing is, he's a loving God.
Hallelujah.
Loving God. Ooh,
I'm going to
stop.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.